Shakespeare has been performed in a lot of obscure places, but the film Grand Theft Hamlet finds a new one. Critic Bob Mondello says the action is full of sound and fury, largely because it takes place entirely inside the video game Grand Theft Auto.
To be or not to be an actor? That was a serious question back during pandemic lockdowns. Live theaters were closed. Gathering indoors, even with masks, was a non-starter for a lot of people. In 2021, out-of-work actor pals Sam Crane and Mark Oosterveen were communicating mostly through their video game avatars.
Just run up these hills.
In GTA, okay. Grand Theft Auto.
If you go somewhere kind of rural, they won't drive up here, will they?
They'd been tooling around the GTA landscapes in stolen golf carts, the police on their tails.
Look at this.
Look at what?
They hopped a wall and found themselves in what looks like the Hollywood Bowl.
It's like a massive kind of arena.
A huge amphitheater with a stage.
Oh God, that's so cool.
Well, they're actors.
I wonder if you could actually stage something here.
What, like put on a play?
Yeah.
It would be difficult, because generally, you know, people are violent in the game. They blow stuff up and they shoot people.
Yeah, but people are violent in Shakespeare. It's brutal.
Yes.
Like in Hamlet, everyone dies. It's perfect. Come on.
No sooner have they decided to take a stab at it than a couple of audience members show up.
Oh, someone's here. Look. Hi.
Shooting.
If I could just request that you refrain from killing each other and don't kill the actors either. Yeah, start, Mark.
If you do meet...
As is the custom in GTA, everyone has guns.
Bid them make haste.
I think I hear them.
Rocket launchers, too.
Stan Ho, who's there?
Friends to this ground, I think.
I don't think so.
And liegemen to the Dane.
And they're both dead.
All right, we did pretty well to get as far as we did there.
Helicopter, not an helicopter.
So, okay, good start. Could they make more of it? Sam's wife, Penny Grills, is a documentary filmmaker. She starts recording everything they do inside Grand Theft Auto online. This film is technically a documentary. And she helps them make a promotional video within the game to get other gamers involved.
We are putting on a production of Hamlet in GTA Online for the first time ever.
The video shoot becomes a battleground.
So come and audition. Please try to stop us. You can't stop our...
But that makes it seem pretty cool.
They got me.
And some randos do show up to audition.
Oh my God, they're really coming down now, look.
Whoa. Hi.
That's quite an entrance.
You can call me Star.
I'm Jen.
I'm Tilly.
Including a naked green alien who doesn't know any Shakespeare but recites a bit of the Quran. It quickly becomes clear that performing in the amphitheater doesn't make sense when all this digital world's a stage, so they start hatching plans to do Act 2 in a subway, Act 4 atop a high-flying blimp.
You can stand on top of the actual balloon.
Whoa.
And act out a scene while it's moving.
If they can stop falling off to their death.
It's like Shakespeare on $1 billion.
Also intriguing is the mid-pandemic camaraderie that develops.
Keep coming across these people who want to help us.
Reassuring out-of-work principals who have understandable bouts of melancholy, ones that track so well with the lines they speak as the melancholy Dane that it doesn't always sound like they're just acting. It all adds up to a unique Hamlet, and I say that as a theater critic who's caught 37 before this, not one of them with flamethrowers, rocket launchers, or flying DeLoreans. The film Grand Theft Hamlet is constantly surprising, breathtakingly imaginative, and a great introduction to Shakespeare, or I guess to video games, whichever you need introducing to. I'm Bob Mondello.